Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. This is the second in a two-part series on the MF Global Meltdown, and our guest today is Mark Greenwood, Senior Vice President for Relationship Management at AgStar Financial. And also joining us is Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Now, last week, Mark explained what MF Global does in the Commodity Markets Exchange, which is basically act as a clearinghouse for investors who would like to take a position on certain commodities' futures prices. Well, this position required what amounts to a down payment, and MF Global was required to keep those funds segregated from their company's operational funds. Apparently, about 20% or $1.2 billion has turned up missing from those supposedly safe funds. So the question posed to Mark in today's episode is, how does this affect ag producers in rural Minnesota?
Well, you know, from a net income, it absolutely affects a certain percent of their overall net income for this year. What percent that is, it all depends on, you know, what size and how much of their overall risk management was actually covered during that time frame. You know, if you really didn't have any positions on the market, you weren't affected. But more producers are trying to manage that risk. Taking a hit to your bottom line is a significant event.
Will there be ever any payback for these producers?
We keep hearing that there were some dollars that were potentially coming. To the best of my knowledge, yet though, I have not been informed by any client that they've received any of those missing funds back yet. You know, it's yet to be determined. I do think that, you know, from most producers, you know, financially, thank goodness that commodity prices have been good, that, you know, from a overall financial balance sheet and equity standpoint, you know, most producers have been able to weather this very unfortunate event. Back 2 years ago, for example, in 2009, if this would have really happened on the dairy sector in or the swine sector, it would have been really, really tough because most producers had lost a significant amount of equity, and to all of a sudden have to come up with more dollars to maintain that margin, it would have been a much more difficult point. The issue is if there is a shortfall, and I think, you know, lenders and producers are saying, okay, we're trying to manage our risk in a very risky environment in the ag commodity field. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do going forward to make sure that this event is not going to occur again? Or what form of other risk management in terms of due diligence do we have to do on clearinghouse to make sure that these types of events don't happen to me again? And I think that's the next big question for everybody, because the issue is all of a sudden there's a shortfall. If you're a producer saying, okay, I'm trying to manage my risk, and now I'm not even sure if the clearinghouse I'm working with, that those funds are good. I mean, that's very frustrating.
Mark, thanks so much. Mark Greenwood, Senior Vice President, Relationship Management at AgStar Financial, talking about the MF Global situation. Marnie, thanks so much for
Thank you.
Putting that together. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.